You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Research shows tariffs are hitting the bottom line. And the AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
New research shows mid-sized U.S. companies pay far more in Trump-era tariffs. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute says tariff payments for mid-sized firms tripled over the past year. The report says these businesses may have to raise prices, cut hiring, or accept lower profits. Researchers also see signs companies are shifting purchases away from China and towards other parts of Asia. The study adds to other work, including New York Fed research that says U.S. firms and consumers bear most tariff costs. The White House has sharply criticized that claim. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In California, 8 backcountry skiers were found dead and one is still missing after they were caught in an avalanche Tuesday. Here's Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon at a news conference.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery. It's a difficult conversation to have with loved ones.
6 were rescued hours after the avalanche hit. Authorities say it's the nation's deadliest in nearly half a century.
Rescue turns to recovery for a group of backcountry skiers and their guides caught in a deadly avalanche Tuesday near Lake Tahoe. Captain Rusty Green with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office.
It was reported by the individuals that survived that they were attempting to go out as a group, that someone saw the avalanche, yelled avalanche, and then it overtook them rather quickly.
3 of the 9 people killed were working for Blackbird Mountain Guides. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon said investigators would look into the decision to proceed with the trip despite the forecast for relentless weather.
Clearly, we were able to communicate with them during the avalanche. What kind of communication lines they had as they were out in on their 3-day tour trip, you know, I can't speak to that. Those are all questions that we're asking.
6 people survived. I'm Julie Walker.
At the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics, the U.S. men's hockey team defeated Sweden and Canada beat the Czech Republic in overtime to reach the semifinals. Former Prince Andrew has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor had been stripped of his royal titles because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He's consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with his friendship with Epstein.
British police have arrested Andrew Mountbatten Windsor for suspicion of misconduct in public office. King Charles reacted to the arrest, saying the law must take its course. The former British prince was stripped of his royal titles because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The AP's Luke Garrett.
Images circulated online appearing to show unmarked police cars at Wood Farm on the royal family's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. British police have been investigating allegations that the former Prince Andrew sent confidential trade reports to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010.
While Andrew has consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with his friendship with Epstein, concerns about Mountbatten Windsor's links to the late financier have dogged the royal family for more than a decade. Karen Shamas, London.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports some driving schools are closing.
The Transportation Department says more than 550 driving schools must close over safety failures. The department says investigators found these schools hired unqualified instructors, failed to adequately test students, and had other safety issues. The government has been aggressively going after states that handed out commercial driver's licenses to immigrants who shouldn't have qualified for them following a fatal crash in Florida in August. Both the American Trucking Association and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association praised the decisive action to shut down what it called sham schools that aren't meeting basic safety standards. Another 97 schools are currently under investigation for compliance issues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on this story at APnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible.
President Trump at a ceremony for his Board of Peace last month. That group's now set to hold its first meeting, governing and rebuilding Gaza, topping the agenda. But at the UN Security Council Wednesday,
despite the ceasefire, Gaza is still not at peace.
Under Secretary General Rosemary DiCarlo.
In recent weeks, the Israeli military intensified strikes across Gaza, hitting densely populated areas and killing dozens of Palestinians. Airstrikes were particularly heavy on 31 January and in early February. Armed exchanges between Palestinian armed groups and Israeli soldiers have also continued.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A coalition of health and environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency. The lawsuit challenges the rescinding of a scientific finding that has been the basis for the U.S. regulating greenhouse gas emissions and fighting climate change. A rule finalized by the EPA last week revoked a 2009 government declaration known as the endangerment finding. It determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health. The lawsuit says the findings supported common sense safeguards to cut climate pollution, including from cars and trucks. The lawsuit describes the EPA's action as unlawful. Lower inflation is needed before many Fed officials will agree to rate cuts this year. Minutes of last month's meeting show the vast majority of the 19 people on the Fed's rate-setting committee said there were signs the job market is stabilized, and most felt the Fed's key rate is close to a level that neither stimulates nor restrains the economy. The minutes underscore the divided nature of the committee. Several officials say more cuts will likely be appropriate if inflation continues to decline, but some officials favored keeping rates unchanged for some time. And several others say they could have supported the next Fed move being either a cut or a rate hike if inflation remains above the 2% target. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump has hosted a Black History Month reception fewer than 2 weeks after posting a racist video on social media. The post depicted Barack and Michelle Obama as primates in a jungle. The president deleted it after bipartisan criticism, but says he will not apologize for the post. At the reception, he did not mention the Obamas, but did name-check two Black athletes.
Whenever they come out, they say, Trump's a racist. You know, it's like a statement. Trump's a racist. Mike Tyson goes, he's not a racist. He's my friend.
And Herschel Walker, whom he named a U.S. ambassador.
To the Bahamas. I don't know. Bahamas, Bermuda. Is he Bahamas? Whatever.
Also making the cut, rapper Nicki Minaj.
So beautiful. His skin's so beautiful.
The president listed policies he says have helped Black Americans, though he has targeted DEI programs that helped many find jobs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez is meeting with top officials in Moscow amid worsening fuel shortages and blackouts on the island. He says deprivations are getting worse after President Trump threatened sanctions and tariffs on any nation that sold oil to Cuba. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is urging the U.S. to end its blockade and promised to continue supporting Cuba and protect the country's sovereignty. The waitlist for Cubans trying to buy fuel can stretch for days, and Russian companies have stopped selling tourist packages because the Cuban government won't provide fuel to the planes that land. Asked if Russian fuel shipments to Cuba could derail warming ties with Washington, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they don't think the issues are linked. I'm Jennifer King.
Minnesota and federal authorities both investigating claims that immigration officers shattered a Mexican man's skull while taking him into custody last month. Alberto Castaneda Mondragon says agents yanked him from a vehicle, slammed him down, and beat him with a baton. ICE has said the man caused his own injuries when he tried to run while handcuffed and fell. Hospital workers have told the Associated Press that explanation does not match the CT scan and brain bleeding he received. Both St. Paul police and the FBI requested surveillance video last week from businesses in the shopping center where the arrest happened. Stephen Colbert not backing down from his public dispute with his CBS bosses over what he can air on his show, saying Tuesday night he was surprised by a network statement that denied Colbert had been told he couldn't air an interview with a Texas Senate candidate for fear of triggering an equal time rule by the FCC. CBS said its lawyers had only advised him he couldn't broadcast the interview, which aired on YouTube instead. Colbert said he was surprised Paramount, the parent of CBS, in his words, would not stand up to these bullies in the Trump administration. Julie Walker, New York.
A coalition of health and environmental groups is suing the EPA after it last week rescinded an Obama-era finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. That finding is the legal underpinning of nearly all climate regulations under the Clean Air Act. The Environmental Protection Agency's repeal gets rid of all greenhouse gas emissions standards for vehicles, and experts say it could undo regulations for power plants and oil and gas facilities. Donna Water, Washington.
The latest U.S. brokered peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have ended with no sign of a breakthrough. There were already low expectations for significant progress in Geneva. Putin advisor Vladimir Medinsky says the talks were difficult but businesslike. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov called them intensive.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says political differences remain deep, including land Russia wants to keep in Ukraine. Both sides say there will be more talks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mark Zuckerberg testified in a Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday as lawyers for a young woman known as KGM tried to prove that social media companies deliberately addict children and harm their mental health. Attorney Mark Lanier presented internal documents that seemed to contradict the Meta CEO's congressional testimony when he denied that Instagram employees were told to boost the time teenagers spent on the platform. The tech mogul mostly stuck to his talking points and deflected questions about whether Instagram is addictive. Outside court, Juliana Arnold with the group Parents Rise says she thinks the trial is exposing how social media companies need to be regulated and held accountable.
The whole world now knows what's really going on in Meta, and that anything that they say or do, we cannot trust.
Meta and YouTube, which is owned by Google, are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snapchat settled out of court before jury selection began. I'm Jennifer King.
Reverend Jesse Jackson's children are honoring his legacy. Outside Jackson's home in Chicago, eldest son Jesse Jackson Jr. said his father's funeral services would be welcome to all. Democrats, Republicans,
right wing, left wing, because his life is broad enough to cover the full spectrum of what it means to be an American.
Five of his children were there. They said Jackson dedicated his life to public service to gain, protect, and defend civil rights and human rights to make the nation better. Eldest daughter Santita Jackson was asked about the complimentary social media post about her father from President Trump.
Reverend had the genius of turning foes into friends. He said, "You don't have enemies, we have opponents. But through it all, we must always speak to each other."
His children said Jesse Jackson was a family man first. I'm Ed Donahue.
Billionaire Les Wexner denied knowing about crimes by Jeffrey Epstein or participating in abuse, saying he had nothing to hide as he testified behind closed doors to members of Congress at his estate in New Albany, Ohio. Democrats subpoenaed Wexner after the latest release of Epstein documents. The man behind retail brands like The Limited and Victoria's Secret says he was duped by a world-class con man. Representative Robert Garcia, who sat in on the interview, sounded skeptical as he spoke to reporters in New Albany.
There would be no Epstein Island, there'd be no Epstein plane, there'd be no money to traffic women and girls, Mr. Epstein would not be the wealthy man he was without the support of Les Wexner.
Wexner gave Epstein power of attorney in 1991 to help with development deals, and their relationship ended bitterly in 2007 after the Wexners discovered the financier had been stealing from them. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Seth Soutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by more gains from NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Wednesday. The index pulled a bit closer to the all-time high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 129 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. NVIDIA climbed 1.6%. Facebook parent company Meta Platforms said it would use millions of NVIDIA's chips in its AI data centers. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after a handful of reports on the U.S. economy came in better than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.08%. Seth Soutal, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Quinn Hughes scored 327 into overtime to help the United States advance to the Olympic men's hockey semifinals with a 2-1 victory over Sweden.
We're resilient, and I think you saw us, kind of with that no-regret mantra in overtime.
Canada defeated Czechia 4-3 in OT to reach the semifinals. U.S. star Michaela Schifrin became a 3-time Olympic champion with an emotional slalom win.
American Michaela Schifrin became a 3-time Olympic champion with an emotional slalom gold medal win at the Winter Games in Italy.
It's not always easy. Sometimes it feels impossible, but in the end today it was to take away the noise and to just be simple with it.
Schifrin's 8-year Olympic medal drought is over, and through it all, she said she never stopped thinking about her dad, Jeff, who died in 2020.
This was a moment I have dreamed about. I've also been very scared of this moment. Everything in life that you do after you lose someone you love is like a new experience. It's like being born again.
Schifrin's gold was the largest margin of victory in any Olympic alpine skiing event since 1998. I'm Ed Donahue.
College basketball, Creighton handed number 5 UConn its first home conference loss, 91-84. Bruce Meyer was promoted to interim executive director of the Baseball Players Association a day after Tony Clark's forced resignation. It was a move for continuity ahead of what figures to be contentious collective bargaining with team owners. Matt Nussbaum was promoted to interim deputy executive director from general counsel. The decisions were made by the MLB Players Association executive board. Meyer joined the union staff in 2018 and led negotiations through a 99-day lockout that led to a 5-year agreement in March 2022. The Seattle Seahawks are going up for sale in accordance with the wishes of late team owner Paul Allen. Allen's estate announced Wednesday that it has begun the process of selling the team, which is coming off its second Super Bowl victory in franchise history. The Seahawks have been in the Allen family since 1997, when Paul bought the team for $194 million. Allen was critical in keeping the Seahawks in Seattle, where the team is expected to remain after the sale is finalized. The Seahawks lease at Lumen Field runs through 2032. I'm Gethin Coolball. And NBA, Sacramento Kings center Domantas Sabonis and guard Zach LaVine will miss the rest of the season after undergoing surgeries. The former girlfriend of Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice alleges in a lawsuit filed this week that he physically assaulted her multiple times over a year and a half, causing injuries that included bleeding and bruising. The lawsuit filed Monday in Dallas County by Dakota Jones comes after she made domestic violence allegations. She is seeking over $1 million in the lawsuit, which says the assaults happened at their homes in Dallas and suburban Kansas City. The lawsuit says Rice strangled Jones in December 2023 after a, quote, escalation in violent behavior, end quote, and then continued to assault her over the course of their relationship through July 2025. Charlotte Hornets point guard LaMelo Ball was not injured after being involved in a 2-car crash in downtown Charlotte on Wednesday, according to an AP source. A police report was not immediately made available. Ball appeared to be driving through an intersection when his camouflage-colored custom Honda-made Hummer collided with another vehicle shortly before 5 p.m. That's according to video obtained by WSOC-TV in Charlotte. The station later aired video of Ball wearing a Hornets hoodie, getting out of his truck and into another car before being driven away. Sidney Crosby left Canada's Olympic quarterfinal game against Czechia in the second period with an injury. Crosby did not return, and his status for the rest of the tournament is uncertain. Crosby's right leg appeared to buckle when bracing for contact on a big hit from Czechia defenseman Radko Gudas a few minutes into the second period. Crosby spoke to players at the second intermission. Canada rallied to tie it and win it 4-3 in overtime. Prospects for a spring fraud trial for two Cleveland Guardians stars accused of colluding with sports bettors are fading after they appeared in Brooklyn federal court. Pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz entered not guilty pleas to a rewritten indictment. Judge Kiyo A. Matsumoto said Wednesday that she'd likely adjourn a May 4th trial date until October. The pitchers were charged in November with accepting several thousand dollars in payoffs to help two gamblers from their native Dominican Republic win over $400,000. Clase and Ortiz have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison for his brief imposition of martial law to suppress the opposition. Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time. Yoon is likely to appeal the verdict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prosecutors in France are opening broad new investigations tied to Jeffrey Epstein.
J'ai décidé.
In an interview for France Info, Laure Bacot, head of the Paris Prosecutor's Office, says one case covers sex abuse crimes, including human trafficking, and the other case focuses on financial wrongdoing. Bacot is calling on possible victims and witnesses to come forward and says they will use newly released information to build a broader picture. She says older files will also be reviewed in light of new revelations. One such probe into modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel, a friend of Epstein who was accused of rape and trafficking minors, was closed in 2022 after Brunel was found dead in his jail cell. Other high-profile Frenchmen touched by Epstein investigations include former culture minister Jack Lang and diplomat Fabrice Aydon. I'm Jennifer King.
A bus crash in South Africa's Limpopo province has left several people dead and dozens injured. The bus, which was travelling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, lost control on the N1 highway near the Zimbabwe border and fell into a ditch. Authorities have said the bus remained stuck there with some passengers still inside. Officials said hospitals were treating injured passengers. The accident occurred around the same area where 42 people were killed during another bus crash in October. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tourists cluster around Rome's Church of Santa Maria sopra Minerva, taking photos of the famous sculpted elephant with a long trunk. And now, for a second time, a broken tusk. Local police say they found the end of the tusk on the ground overnight, and they're still examining footage from cameras in the area to figure out what exactly happened. The stocky little elephant, not far from Rome's Pantheon, is a popular stop for tourists. Meanwhile, Italy's culture minister says it was an absurd act of barbarism to one of the most significant symbols of the capital. The same tusk tip had already broken off during an act of vandalism in 2016, Rome's City Hall says. Officials say the repair and restoration will begin next week and take around 48 hours. French police have arrested 11 people after a far-right student died from a beating in Lyon. Quentin Duranga, who is 23, died in hospital on Saturday. He was attacked on Thursday during clashes between far-left and far-right supporters. The fighting broke out on the margins of a student meeting where a far-left lawmaker was a keynote speaker. The death has sparked a storm of recriminations, mostly targeting the hard-left France Unbowed party. Its leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, says the party bears no blame for the tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.